was a really big learning experience for everybody. I mean, you're in an environment where, you know, you can't hear, I can't hear the running back next to me, and you know, it's a tight game. You know, we're having a lot of miscommunication, a lot, you know, things just going wrong and stuff. And I think after that game, we just kind of all left knowing it'll never be as tough a situation as that was. So, I mean, that was really good. I think that was as bad as it is to lose the game. There's a lot of positives that came from it. And from then on, whatever the next game would have been, I think we slowly started, you know, building. And here we are. So,
Jesse, you worked closely on the offense with Byron. Can you talk about his production a little bit?
Yeah, Byron, I mean, he's got a ton of talent. And we have multiple receivers that have a lot of talent. But I think we all knew from this offseason that Byron was going to be huge. You know, he's so versatile. He can play inside, outside. He's strong. He can run. And, you know, you're starting to see him now as he's really getting comfortable and knowing the schemes and stuff, that he's playing more confident and it's starting to show.
Jesse, you probably have already been asked this, but what do you see from the A&M defense?
I think, you know, you're looking at an athletic defense that's got, you know, good size. You know, they got a real big, you know, defensive line, athletic. They can rush the passer. You know, secondary, you know, like, you know, they fly around, they like to tackle, and I mean, they're solid. You know, they're a good team, so it'll be good.
Was the rest off during the end of the season now beneficial for your own health? You have to go through less.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's good for everybody. You know, everyone's going to have aches and pains and, you know, certain sprains and things like that, and all that stuff, you know, gets to clear away in these weeks. So, you know, it's good for everybody.
How much better do you feel right now?
Yeah, I feel much better. You know, I can't complain too much because everybody's going through it.
How physically demanding is quarterback run game
you after
the whole season?
It's obviously a whole different ball game than high school, and you know, this is really my first year, you know, running the ball in the Big 12 and things like that. And I mean, you know, I'm running the ball, and I know my running backs want the ball, so you know, I can't complain too much, you know, that, you know, about anything, because I'm the one getting the touches a lot of times. So you know, I'll do whatever I need to do to win, or you know, to help the team. So it's really no problem.
What's your favorite running play?
My favorite running play. It's my job to like all of them, you know. So I gotta feel comfortable with everything, and I try to do that. So I feel pretty good about everything. I mean, I'm not near as big as Colin. I don't think he was probably 20 pounds heavier than I was. So, and I didn't actually watch too many of those games. I was still in high school, and in Iowa, I wasn't really watching a lot of games here. So,
remember they sent the Band-Aids out?
Oh yeah.
Really? My medicine chest. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you still get all the scrapes?
I did early on, and then I know I started wearing like tights and things like that, and you know, that kind of helped a little bit. But sometimes, you know, you're gonna get a little turf burn.
Hey Jesse, how much fun was it as a team to once you established the running game, mm-hmm. the second half of the season, to stay with it and just mm-hmm. keep gaining yards when teams know it's coming?
Yeah. I think we had so many new players that we were kind of trying to establish, you know, what our style really was. And, you know, because we feel like we're strong in every area, but, you know, we're trying to get everything on the field. And I think for whatever reason, you know, we started hitting big plays in the run game, and we just stuck with it. And it's been great for us. And it's kind of been established as who we are, as we, you know, we run the ball. So, you know, it's been a positive thing for us, and hopefully we can keep doing it well.
You guys have gained a lot of momentum coming into this game, but how important is it to keep that momentum going with the win and going into the offseason?
It's huge. I think everyone, every one of us is feeling like the next year, next 2 years could be really special. We got a lot of returners, and we're just a young team. So, you know, 9-4 just would feel a lot better than 8-5. You know, you're kind of just a bigger separation, I guess, wins, losses. So, you know, we're all feeling like it's a really important game.